This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. Marijuana regulation in Washington state is a patchwork quilt. There's the legal recreational market, and of course, you've got the black market, and then there's the gray market, also known as medical marijuana dispensaries. For years, the medical market has been largely unregulated. State Senator Jean Cole Wells wants to change that. The Seattle Democrat has drawn up a plan that would fold medical marijuana into the state's legal recreational marijuana system. Cole Wells said she would phase out a kind of medical marijuana production where a group of patients come together to grow and process their own plants. She told my colleague Marcy Silman these group operations are known as collective gardens.
I would phase out the collective gardens because after a certain period of time, I don't believe there would be any need for them. And they've been interpreted by very creative-minded individuals and groups to become, in many cases, large-scale commercial operations, which was not intended in the statute.
So what would replace these gardens?
One thing we've heard loudly and clearly over the years is most patients, advocates, stakeholders do not want a patient registry run by the state. So I asked myself, what can we do to simplify this system such that there's no need for patient authorizations? There's no need for a registry. So instead of basing a purchase that would be tax exempt for a patient, I would base it on the product, not having a medical authorization. It's the THC property that produces the high. Now, the patient who is not wanting to get the product to get a high would not be paying the taxes. So that would be an incentive. Now, there's an important element here, though. Some patients apparently do benefit from a high THC product. So what about those people? Should they have to pay the high taxes? Well, they could. But I've come up with another plan for this. And that is that the person could apply to the Department of Health for a medical waiver. And with that medical waiver card, that would be like a driver's license. It would be state-sanctioned, tamper-proof, you know, recognizable, one of a kind. That person could go into a 502 store and purchase the higher THC product and not be taxed. And another important part is that I would create a license for home delivery. Right now, some people can't go to a store. They're homebound. Some people can't grow on their own. They could get donations of up to an ounce from people who grow on their own. But if they could have a delivery service that's licensed and regulated, that would be very helpful.
I'm speaking with State Senator Jean Cole Wells, and we're talking about a proposal that she will put forward in the next legislative session to merge the medical marijuana and recreational marijuana systems in the state. One of the other big issues of contention has been location of stores. Right now, marijuana businesses can only operate 1,000 feet from schools, parks, and places that kids are present. How would your bill change this rule?
It's not realistic to have that 1,000 feet as the crow flies. For many jurisdictions, I mean, Seattle's the best example. It's very hard to site a store. And 21 have been allotted and one through a lottery, but they can't find the locations. So I would change it to have it be 1,000 feet would remain a distance from schools. And that coincides with the federal requirements. But for all other ones, libraries, video arcades, parks, playgrounds, transit centers, and so forth, I would have the state authorize the local jurisdictions to set that level.
Your proposal would let all adults, not just medical marijuana patients, grow up to 6 plants in their homes. Why do you think that's important?
The other legalization states, including Oregon to our south, Colorado, and newly Alaska, and the District of Columbia, allow home grows. And I mean, I'm sure you can imagine, yeah, with Oregon allowing them and we don't, it's going to be chaos. The other part of it is it's happening all over now anyway. So why not regulate it?
Democratic State Senator Jean Cole Wells represents Seattle in the Washington State Legislature. Republican State Senator Ann Rivers represents the 18th District in Southwest Washington. She has a different plan for regulating medical marijuana. Rivers has proposed creating standalone medical pot stores. These stores would be regulated by the Liquor Control Board, just like recreational pot. She told my colleague Marcy Silman about why she wanted to tackle the issue.
When I talked with many patients, they expressed the concern that they didn't want to be perceived as potheads or recreational users, that they consider this their medicine, and they want to be able to go to a place where they can receive counseling about the best medicine for them and be sure that they're getting the highest quality product that meets their needs. They do not see the 502 stores as fulfilling that role for them.
Would the standalone medical marijuana stores be allowed to sell to the general public, or would there be some sort of limitations?
Only those people who actually have authorization to purchase medical marijuana would be able to shop at the medical stores.
Right now, as I understand it, medical marijuana is grown in collective gardens, and your proposal would phase out that system. How would medical pot be grown instead?
As it stands today, we're going to be increasing the canopy for the recreational growers to grow medical-grade marijuana as well. And then also we'll be issuing licenses for growers to grow medical marijuana alone. So they'll be solely supplying the medical market.
I know that some medical marijuana advocates and patients worry about losing access to medical marijuana no matter what happens, whatever system is adopted. Do you have anything specific in your proposal that would allay their fears?
Right now, so much of the medical marijuana comes up from California. So what we're doing is we're focusing on Washington State. We're making sure that we have adequate canopy here for both medicinal and recreational folks to grow that medical marijuana that's needed.
So
again, high quality product that is goes through the full rigor of testing. So people can be assured that they're not getting the molds, the fecal coliform, the other contaminants that have been found in medical samples that have been taken recently. So
I'm talking with State Senator Ann Rivers about her proposal to regulate medical marijuana. What other problems do you see or lack of policy have you seen with the medical marijuana market that you'd like to correct with your legislation?
Some of the things that we need to make sure that we're taking care of is we're limiting children from getting it without their parents' knowledge. And then I think there are many other pieces that need to be addressed. To me, the most important thing is making sure that our cannabis patients have absolutely the best and safest product, and they receive it from an environment that is safe and knowledgeable.
Senator Rivers, you are proposing this along, as I understand it, in addition to Senator Jean Cole Wells, there are other people who have marijuana regulation proposals, but you're bringing them forward at a time where not only will you, as lawmakers, be writing a budget, but you're faced with possible impact from the finding of contempt against the legislature when it comes to K-12 education. How confident are you that lawmakers will take up and pass and the governor will sign a medical marijuana regulation proposal?
There's a tremendous will in the legislature to get this done, a tremendous recognition that there is a need for this policy piece. And so I think that in this long session, it's not all going to be about education funding. We're perfectly positioned to get this done. And Senator Cole Wells and I have worked so hard during the interim to meet with stakeholders and address the needs as best we can in very unique approaches. But I think that when we start rowing the boat together, we're going to get this through.
Last question. Does it help you that Republicans will be in control of the state Senate when it comes to this?
I don't think it hurts us.
Well, Senator Rivers, I wish you a happy holiday season, and thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Likewise. Thanks a million.
Republican State Senator Ann Rivers represents the 18th Legislative District in Southwest Washington. She's proposing the creation of standalone medical marijuana stores that are regulated just like recreational marijuana stores. We also heard from Democratic State Senator Jean Cole Wells. She has a proposal to phase out collective gardens where medical marijuana is grown. Both senators plan to bring their proposals forward during the 2015 legislative session, which begins on January 12th. They talked with my colleague, Marcy Silman. This is The Record from KUOW.